That's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long, and I hang around like a bum. I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me.
One of These Days, All Week, by Mad Maudlin. Summary: Rodney has a bad day. A bad day that's 168 hours long. Notes: So Linza Day, Astrid, and Lestar all wish for Rodney Wump and exhaustion. Want to? All research for this fic conducted at Arrowwood.com, where people alter their minds so you don't have to. If you're curious, I assume a starting time of 6 a.m. on Monday morning. Hour 1. Wake up. Remember why you are waking up. Curse Shepherd and drag self from bed. While brushing teeth, obtained a blinding insight into the thing with the stuff, an attempt to email Zelenka. Dribble toothpaste on laptop and swear in frustration, which really only exacerbates the problem. Hour 2. While removing individual keys tops, 23, from laptop for cleaning, receive radio summons from Shepherd asking if you intend to join the rest of the team for breakfast this century, or will be heading straight to the mission briefing. Swear some more with your microphone switched off until you remember it's pancake day. Rush to mess hall. Eat pancakes. Numerous. Hour 3. Mission briefing. MST-344 is Pelinapuri. Told nearly a year ago, but rumor has it that the survivors have, well, survived, and are making a go of rebuilding. Ignore three-fifths of what Woolsey says while doodling diagrams of the stuff with the whatchamacallit until he asks you a question. Insert boilerplate explanation of why you were too smart to help with spring planting, and unless there's any ancient technology laying around, you'd rather stay home. Reactions. Eye rolls. 2. Snort. 1. Disappointed downturn of the mouth. 1. Ass successfully covered. Hour 4. Gear up and actually leave for Pelinapuri after the mop confirms a lack of flooding or bogeymen. Off-world conditions. Sunny and bucolic with a high in the low teens, 11 to 15. The 50s, Shepherd corrects. Treat everyone to a detailed explanation of the metric system and why normal countries use it. Begin searching for village. Hour 5. Continue searching for village. Hour 6. Suggest it may be advisable to return to Atlantis for a jumper, or better yet, a UAV that can search for the village for them, since obviously the geography and habitation patterns have changed since Taylor was here last, and they do not actually know where they're going, and it's lunchtime. Reactions. Raised eyebrows, 1. Snort, 1. Nice try, McKay, 1. Suggestion fails. Shortly thereafter, find village. Hour 7. Enjoy modest tea with the leaders of the Pelin. Ignore three-fifths of their sob story about surviving the culling and the standard trade negotiations. Instead, examine pastries for signs of citrus. Hour 8. Learn that while you were dissecting a pastry, you were volunteered to help repair steam-driven farm equipment. While taking inventory of required replacement parks with low-school youth, plot revenge. Hours 9 through 10. Beat things with hammers. Plot elaborate revenge. Hour 12. Demand break for dinner. Discover Shepherd and Ronan have gone back to the gate to request a mission extension into the next day, and Taylor has been negotiating a long-term exchange of experts for a cut of next fall's harvest. Inform everyone that you've successfully brought 1 tractor into operating condition by harvesting parts from the other 3. Dine to appropriate level of appreciation. Hour 13. Attempt to check in with Shepherd re-extending your exile. Fail to raise either him or Ronan. Notify Taylor and configure scanner for life signs. Locate instead unstable energy signature. Attempt to zero in on source of energy signature while Taylor attempts to get answer out of Pelin more informative than, "Dur what?" Wander around town in a vain attempt to triangulate energy signature. Fail to raise either teammate on second or third attempts. Hour 14. After explaining at length why the energy signature is probably a bad thing, take local youth on offer of help to search the forest between here and the gate. Discuss with Taylor, who agrees that it certainly won't hurt. Split up and make particularly snotty youth carry lantern while you follow the scanner readings towards energy signatures. As odds that Shepard accidentally turned something on and caused havoc, approach one. Shortly thereafter, get struck upon the head by snotty youths. Tied up and dragged away. Hours 15 through 16. Get dragged through forest into mineshaft, across small underground lake, via particularly unseaworthy raft, and into ancient laboratory, all by local youth, who also gags you and takes your radio and weapons. Silently, swear revenge. Face Pelon leader, who did not seem quite so menacing over tea. Leader explains that this shrine of the ancestors protected some of their people during past cullings, and she wants you to fix it. Inform her that she could have just asked. Get struck upon the head. Attempt to explain why this is a singularly bad idea if they actually do want you to accomplish anything. Get struck again. Point out that Atlantis will send rescue party. Get struck a third time. Pelon leader says, we could bring one of your friends to you if you require an incentive. Agree to have a look at the temple, but caution that you can't make promises because genius does not equal omnipotent. As easy as that mistake is to make. Hour 17. Discover that you standing in one Aurora-class warship, which has been buried underground for some time. Explain to Pelon leaders that the ship's shields were reconfigured to project a substantial bubble above ground, which is why they could be activated to protect the village. But either the ZPM has been drained, or, more likely, the ship has suffered fatal damage after several thousand years buried in the side of a mountain. Leader orders you to fix it. Explain in small words that you may not be able to fix it because not even Atlantis has spare warships lying about to cannibalize for parts. Leader offers incentive again. Ask leader when you are supposed to sleep, as wakefulness now approaching 18 hours and you are a physicist, not a robot. Take one small blue pill upon orders of the Pelon. In absence of immediate anaphylaxis, get to work. Hours 18 through 23. Primary effect of the stimulant seems to be a slight carbonation of your brain. Evaluate damage to warship, which is extensive and well-nigh catastrophic, and explain to leader, 1, guards, 3, and Pelon technician Akatiles, 2, that the computer is corrupted, the power distribution system is damaged, and one of the shield generators may have actually flooded. Leader asks how long it will take to fix. Suggest months. Get hit. Suggest weeks. Get hit again. Say you can do it in a week if you don't stop to sleep or eat or maintain personal hygiene, assuming, of course, you don't come up against irreparable damage to an irreplaceable part. Take another, 1, small blue pill. Begin issuing instructions to technician Akutiles. Hour 26. Realize you have no idea where hours 24 and 25 went. Designate technician Akutiles, 4, as Alice, Bob, Carol, and Dawn, because you can't remember their actual names, despite the fact that they are all male. Send them all on errands and attempt to divert power to the communications array so as to contact Atlantis, if at all possible. Hour 27. Finally realize the reason you can't divert power to the communications array is that there isn't one. It was destroyed long before you got here. Technician Akutiles return. Send them on other, different errands. Curse fate. Hours 28 through 30. Attempt to patch fatal errors in operating system with things you remember from DOS. After serious dizzy spell, send Akutiles for sandwiches. Eat 2 sandwiches with 3 small blue pills. Wonder why Atlantis Rescue Squad has not appeared yet. Theorize that the ship's hull is interfering with your subcutaneous transmitter. Spend 30 minutes designing better transmitter system before you remember what you're actually supposed to be doing and why. Hour 31. Demand more sandwiches. Get hit. Again. Hour 32. Redesignate Akutiles as Rimmer, Lister, Kristen, and Cat when they bring you more sandwiches. 2. Scrap large sections of base code. Set about inventing new programming language. Hour 33. Explain to Pelon leader that you have to create a new programming language, and she is wasting your time. Get hit several times, and reminded about goals and incentives. Find blunt trauma curiously non-painful. Hours 34 to 37. Activate new operating system, which immediately crashes. Begin to hyperventilate when you realize this means life support isn't functioning. Until you remember that life support was never functioning, which means that fresh air had to be coming in from somewhere, unless there was no fresh air, and the sandwiches were all a hypoxia-induced hallucination. Eventually, get a grip on yourself. Accomplish ancient version of restore from last known good configuration and start over on the patches. Receive dinner of sandwiches, 2, soup, 1 cup, and 1 large blue pill. Hour 38. After pissing out kidneys and experiencing another dizzy spell, think to ask what exactly is in the blue pills. Get hit. Hours 39 to 41. Rehydrate while patching code. Reformulate grandiose escape plans until distracted by color of blinking lights. Get hit whenever guard notices you're not typing. Inform guards that hitting someone this heavily medicated will do nothing towards their goals. Get hit again. Hour 42. Begin yawning uncontrollably while attempting to explain to Akatiles, Huey, Dewey, Louie, and U.E. how to manually reroute power around things that are likely to explode. Receive 1 large blue pill and 1 small blue pill from guards. Find yourself unable to hold a glass of water due to shaky hands. Dry swallow pills when guards suggest taking them as a suppository. Hours 43 to 45. Don't remember. Probably involved multiple trips to the chamber pot, which has a truly beautiful beveled edge. Hour 46. Attempt to manually reroute power because Akatiles are clearly morons. Have trouble reading schematics clearly. Still do it faster and more accurately. Hours 47 and 48. Eat 1 sandwich and 2 large blue pills with approximately 2 liters of water. The water tastes funny. Get hit again for complaining. Hour 49. Spot something moving from the corner of your eye. Attempt to follow it. Get hit for abandoning your console. Attempt to hit back. This turns out to be a bad idea. Hour 50. Send Akatiles, who may be different from the original Akatiles, so you start calling them after Ninja Turtles, to search for replacement crystals. Explain what kind of crystals 4 times because they are morons and insist you are slurring your words when you clearly are not. Also, instruct Donatello to find your ibuprofen stash, as Black Eye makes it difficult to monitor power fluctuations. Hour 51. Start your own search for replacement crystals because the turtles are so damn slow. There's definitely something else in the ship, and that is not the guard, and it's following you. Hour 52. Donatello comes back with small yellow pill that is not ibuprofen, but helps your eye anyway. This is important, as all primary routers explode. Hour 53. Explain to Pelon Leader that you had nothing to do with the explosions, except to the extent that you did, because the routers would have been just fine for another 10,000 years if you hadn't tried to pump power through them, but as it was, they were more damaged than you thought, and the Ninja Turtles are not competent to tell you so, and this would all be going so much better if you could just bring people from Atlantis to help. Except you get hit before you get to Atlantis. Leader mentions incentives again, and it takes you a few minutes to remember what that means. Hour 54. Just 1 yellow pill, 2 large blue pills, and 1 small blue pill, along with another 2 liters of water. See dark shapes gliding through the smoke, but dismiss them as optical illusions. Hour 55. Unless you realize, the ship was carrying some of the original nanite weapon when it was crashed. In which case, you and the guards and the Ninja Turtles are all going to have exploding brain aneurysms soon. Attempt to explain this to the guard. Get hit some more. Remember that you have the gene and decide you wouldn't mind the guard getting an exploding aneurysm so much. Hour 56. Everyone around you fails to get exploding aneurysms. Suspect that the blue pills are affecting your judgment. Hours 57 and 58. Take another yellow pill, 1, and another small blue pill, 1, and get the shakes for 15 minutes. Try to explain arrhythmia to the guard, who hits you again. Desperately try to get life support functioning online because you suspect that you are going to run out of air at any moment, only to be distracted by a particularly ugly bit of code that you eventually realize you wrote yourself approximately 24 hours ago. Hour 59. Temporarily lose feeling in your extremities. Complain to guard. Guard actually fetches a Pelon healer for you, who claims that it's just hyperventilation and gives you 1 green pill and 2 yellow ones. Hour 60. bring Power Grid back online. Nothing explodes, though you wish it would. Hour 61 to 64. Don't clearly remember, except that Winkin, Blinkin, Nod, and the other one bring you another sandwich, but you don't eat it. Instead, you take the following cocktail of pills. Green, 1. Yellow, 2. Large blue, 2. And small blue, 3. Bolt 3 liters of water and then have stomach cramps. Hour 65. Begin work on waterlogged shield generator, which is full of erratus insects on the inside. Run screaming down the corridor until tackled by guard, who threatens to break your legs if you try that again. Guard does not seem perturbed by erratus bugs. Make Winkin remove all crystals for testing, on the grounds that if bugs attack, you like him the least. Hour 66. Test all crystals from shield generator while making additional patches to operating system while eating half a sandwich while explaining the principles of field oscillation to Blinken while attempting to convert a long-range sensor into a primitive radio antenna so you can attempt some kind of signal to Atlantis because they seriously should have sent the rescue party by now to save you unless they're all dead, which is entirely possible because when you say that the city would sink without your daily intervention, people just think that you're kidding. Hour 67. Forget what you're doing, mid-sentence. Hour 68. Hallucinate Aiden Ford coming at you with a syringe and throw things at him until he turns into the guard. Get beat up some more, followed by 3 yellow pills. Decide you wouldn't mind some of the enzyme right now, because at least with that, the heart palpitations didn't start until after you had a chance to beat people up. Hour 69. Finish secret sensor modifications. Attempt to start broadcasting SOS. Blow up secondary router instead. Laugh about this for 20 minutes straight. Hour 70. After crossing a small pine forest to get to the chamber pot, discover that your skin is turning yellow and that you're pissing blood. Guard summons Healer again, who gives you 1 large red pill and 2 small green ones, also forced to eat other half a sandwich and drink 1 liter of water. Hour 72. Attempt to reconstruct Hour 71 from the last 3 screens of code you entered. Fail. Hour 73. Take more pills. There are many different colors and sizes, but not the same color or size any 2 times you look at them. Remind Helen Healer that you have high blood pressure and allergies, though you secretly suspect that you are producing so much natural adrenaline at the moment that you wouldn't need an EpiPen. Hour 74. Shield generator no longer inhabited by erratus bugs. That just means they've infested the whole of the ship. Receive electrical burn, 2nd degree, 4 centimeters in diameter while mounting crystals. Feel alarmingly little pain. Hour 75. Attempt to activate shields with no success. Try to explain the 11 different possible causes of the problem to Pelin Leader, but for the first time ever are unable to speak fast enough to keep up with your train of thought. After the fact, realize that you can't even remember all 11 possible causes. Suspect the 11th is really an illusion.
Hour 76 to 80. Become Batman. Now that you have successfully lulled the Pelin into a false sense of security, attempt to trigger self-destruct sequence and flee the ship with the stolen diamonds they so cleverly disguised as control crystals. Are hampered by the constant twitching and lack of utility belt. Guard wrestles you to the ground and hits you a lot, then holds you there until the healer comes with several more green pills.
Hour 81. Realize that you are still yellow. Realize that you can reroute through secondary system to get around damage control failsafes that are interfering with shield activation. Realize that you are not Batman. Hour 82. Demand the Akotiles color code themselves if they're going to keep changing their faces when you're not looking. Hour 83. Hallucinate a rescue team from Atlantis. You know they're a hallucination because they're being led by Carter and they're mostly naked. Finish rerouting shields, but forget why you were doing it. Hour 84. Take another cupful of pills and immediately vomit them right back up. Get hit by guard even though you explain you didn't do it on purpose. Entire body now feels carbonated. Real rescue team from Atlantis arrives. Hallucinate that they are stormtroopers and attempt to hide in closet. Inform stormtroopers that you are not the droid they are looking for until one reveals himself to be Shepard in disguise. Warn them about Ford and the erratus bugs as they help you to the puddle jumper, where you have to lay down on the floor because the chairs and the benches are moving too much. Hour 85. Arrive back in Atlantis, which is mysteriously vibrating. Jennifer asks you what has happened. Try to tell her about the erratus bugs, but are overcome by the suspicion that you have been speaking in French the entire time without noticing it. Jennifer takes your pulse and suggests that you need tranquilizers and should not be walking to the infirmary on your own power. Hour 86. In infirmary, experience most painful blood draw ever, followed by most painful IV ever, and most painful catheter ever. Jennifer gives you two small white tablets and hooks you to a heart monitor. She tells you to relax. She's got a snake around her neck. Hours 87 to 88. Utterly fail to relax. Visits from Shepard, Ronan, Taylor, and Woolsey, who speak about something to do with tractors and something to do with youth groups that does not make much sense to you. Suspect they are communicating in code. Hour 89. Ask night nurse what was in those small white tablets. She tells you Ativan. You do not believe her. Remove catheter and IV when she is not looking because they hurt and you have not peed in several hours anyway. Hour 90. Upon reflection, decide that Jennifer did not give you small white tablets. She gave you small blue pills disguised as small white tablets. Attempt to flee infirmary. Make it 10 feet from the door before you forget where you're going. Get chased by large, hairy man who claims to be Ronan but clearly is not, because Ronan would never sit on you. Hour 91. The restraints itch. Cannot scratch. Try to tell night nurse about it. Nurse does not seem interested. Hour 92. Shadows start moving. Remember nanite virus. Attempt to explain it to night nurse, who offers you more small white tablets. Ask how the small blue pills are going to stop your brain from exploding. When the nurse asks you why you call the small white tablets small blue pills, you can't remember. Hours 94 and 95. Wait for brain to explode. Twitch. Hour 96. Attempt to reconfigure heart monitor to produce an EMP. Get put in different restraints. Hour 97. Shepard comes to visit and asks why you're in restraints. Explain your hallucinations and ask for EMP generator, just to be on the safe side. Also point out erratus bugs on the ceiling, which upsets him for some reason. He attempts to tell you about the rescue mission, but begins speaking French partway through. Hour 98. Jennifer attempts to give you more small white tablets, but you refuse to take them. Instead, she gives you a shot and asks you to relax. Hours 99 to 101. Sleep. Or maybe not. Either you're dreaming about the Ewoks, or they're a very vivid hallucination. Hour 102. Have full-blown panic attack, despite the fact that you have nothing against Ewoks. Jennifer gives you another shot and offers lunch. Do not want lunch. Want armed escort. Hours 103 and 104. Don't remember. Blame Ewoks. Hour 105. Have bold new insight about the thing with the stuff. Demand laptop with which to record this insight. Nurse loosens your restraints. Begin to type. Hour 106. Still typing. Hour 107. Finish typing. Email to Zelenka. Taylor comes to see you and apologizes for letting the Pelan kidnap you and drug you and hurt you. Point out it doesn't hurt very much, except for when you move, or talk, or think too hard. Taylor and Jennifer talk in hallway, conclude they are planning to inject you with something, possibly enzyme. Hour 108. Zelenka comes by with 12 pages of printed, single-spaced text without paragraph breaks or punctuation. He asks you to explain it to him. Try, but keep forgetting to finish your sentences. Hours 109 to 110. Sleep. Or don't. Ford is chasing you through the infirmary with a syringe either way. At least the restraints do not prevent you from flying. Hour 111. Jennifer checks on you again and tries to give you another shot. Beg her not to because of what happened last time you took the enzyme. She says she's only drawing blood. Don't believe her. Hour 112. Get out your laptop again. Try to write letters to Jeannie. Cannot focus on screen or keyboard. Hour 113. Stare at the ceiling. Notice the erratus bugs, if they were ever there, are gone. Hour 114. Watch hand twitch. Hour 115. Watch legs twitch. Hour 116. Restraints still itch, but since your arms were loosened up to type, you can scratch them. Begin scratching. Hour 117. After substantial scratching, 10,436 strokes. Night nurse points out that you were bleeding and tightens restraints. You hadn't noticed. Hour 118. Start humming your favorite Chopin etudes. Eventually switch over to Rage Over a Lost Penny, which you performed in recital when you were 8 to general acclaim, even if you never particularly liked Beethoven, and your teacher said that you didn't express rage so much as irritation, and your father didn't come like he said he would. The night nurse does not find this story engaging. Hours 119 to 120. Don't sleep, but lie very still and quiet, and enjoy the fuzzy halos around everything. Hour 121. Shepard and Ronan come by and ask how you are. Tell them you are very tired and didn't pee all day, which is bad, although at the moment another kidney stone is really the least of your concerns. Jennifer comes over and takes more blood and promises you won't get any more shots or pills or tablets until you start peeing again and or get less yellow. You are surprised that the yellow was not entirely a hallucination, and request confirmation about the erratus bugs as well. Hour 122. Shepard comes back with breakfast and a letter from Chuck that solemnly swears there are no erratus bugs. Eat half a pancake and puke while he holds the bedpan under your chin and then wipe up the puke because you're still in restraints. Apologize to Shepard. Hour 123. Continue apologizing to Shepard. Hour 124. Even though Shepard is left, continue apologizing. Hour 125. Maybe sleep some more. Maybe not. You kind of want another shot even if it is enzyme, since at least enzyme would make you less tired and maybe kind of happy. Hour 126. Jennifer tries to get you to eat oatmeal for lunch. Eat 2 tablespoons, nearly vomit, and give up. Apologize to Jennifer. Hour 127. Continue apologizing to Jennifer. She tells you to stop. Get very angry and cover head with blanket. Hours 128 through 130. Refuse to speak to anyone. Refuse to eat afternoon snack. Refuse to remove blanket. Attempt to kick a nurse. Hour 131. Jennifer apologizes to you and starts telling you about how she once took an Adderall while studying for an exam, but it gave her the shakes so badly she swore to never try it again. Tell her about how you beat up people on the enzyme, and it was awesome until you passed out. Hour 132. For the first time in at least 2 days, pee. It is such a relief that you managed to keep down half a sandwich and a glass of juice. Temporarily panic over whether or not the juice contains citrus, because it is green and you can't always keep track of the grain juice. But Jennifer assures you that it's okay. When anaphylaxis fails to set in, decide you believe her. Hours 133 and 134. Possibly approach sleep. Note the city is no longer vibrating. Also, you kind of hurt all over. Hour 135. Ask nurse to read you your email, but concentration is shot. Instead, ask nurse to bring you your iPod. Hour 136. Shepard brings you your iPod and feigns excitement to learn that you peed. Comments that you were less yellow. Together, convince the night nurse to undo your restraints. Make Shepard listen to favorite Chopin etudes. Tell rage over last penny story again, but lose concentration partway through and start the etudes over. Hours 137 and 138. Play Spider Solitaire. Win 6% of games on easy. Blame computer, as there is clearly something wrong with the display, or else it wouldn't be so fuzzy, and erase scores to protect reputation. Hour 139. Forget why you are in infirmary and wander out into the hall. Night nurse puts you back to bed. Hour 140. Forget why you are in the infirmary and make it all the way to the mess hall before you remember it is nighttime. Go on to balcony to watch stars move. Security patrol walks you back to the infirmary, and the night nurse threatens you with restraints again. Hours 141 through 145. Don't remember. Sleep? It doesn't feel like sleep. Your iPod battery is dead. Hour 146. Eat breakfast. It stays down. Jennifer says you can leave the infirmary and gives you small pink tablets and tells you to sleep. Taylor takes you to her quarters. Watch Torrance Puddle Jumper Mobile while she meditates. Hour 147. Try to meditate with Taylor. Keep thinking of the thing with the stuff instead. Attempt to dictate later to Jeannie, but lose concentration after. I got kidnapped and thought I was Batman. Hour 148. Go to lab with Taylor. Raddick shows you 12 pages of gibberish with paragraph breaks and punctuation drawn in and tries to explain it to you. Watch the equations on the whiteboard move instead. Hour 149. Woolsey stops by lab to ask how you were feeling. Realize after 5 minutes that he is waiting for an answer. Tell him that you are very tired and still slightly yellow. Woolsey leaves. Hour 150. Ronan visits. Go to lunch with him. Shepard and Taylor bring you a tray and remind you that you are eating lunch when you forget. Hours 151 through 153. Go to your quarters with Ronan following you just in case. Lie down on the bed and watch the air particles vibrate. Really, really want to sleep.
Hour 154. Don't remember. Definitely not sleep. Hour 155. Find yourself in a hallway. Cannot immediately identify which hallway. Major Lauren asks where you are going and takes you to Shepard's office when you can't answer him. Shepard is surprised to see you, but lets you lie down in his office couch for a while. Hour 156. Something flies by your head. Jump up and look up in case it's an erratus bug. Shepard looks guilty and retrieves his paper airplane from behind the couch. He walks you to mess hall for dinner. Dinner may or may not be attempting to escape from your plate. Hour 157. Don't remember this one either. Definitely not sleep. Hour 158. Sitting in Shepard's quarters watching a movie. Don't know which movie. Taylor and Ronan are with you. Ask which movie and don't recognize the title. Cannot focus on the screen anyway. Hour 159. Movie is over. Shepard starts a new movie. Hour 160. Don't remember. Hour 161. New movie is also over, and Shepard is practicing guitar. Tune it for him, while verbally expressing surprise that you were still capable of doing so. Ronan starts playing Satidan marching hymns. Hours 162 to 163. Don't remember. Growing increasingly alarmed by this. Suspect hideous brain parasite. Again. Hour 164. Back in own quarters. Shepard is setting up chessboard. Ask how you got here. Shepard says, by the power of elves. You point out that this is not funny to a man who has not slept in the last 7 days, and go lay on the bed with a pillow over your head. Hour 165. Get up and start moving pieces randomly around the chessboard. Shepard is going through your iPod and criticizing your taste in music. Point out that your taste in music has endured for centuries, while Johnny Cash had to cover 9-inch nails to remain relevant. Endure glare. Hour 166. Notice jumbled pile of keytops sitting next to your laptop and demand to know what happened to your computer. Shepard doesn't know. Attempt to sort keys but are unable to recognize letters. Shepard takes keys away from you. Start pacing from balcony to door. Hour 167. After 14 circuits of room, Shepard forces you into bathroom with clean pajamas on the grounds that you smell bad. Brush teeth for just the second time all week. Decide now is probably not the best time to shave, even though you are starting to look like a crazed hermit. No longer seem particularly yellow. Hour 168. Shepard tells you how he and Ronan got attacked by the Pelin and ran around the gate for a long time, and then rescued Taylor, but they couldn't find you even with a jumper until they got a local youth to confess your location. Tell Shepard about the erratus bugs and Ford and the Ninja Turtles and the guard that kept punching you and how it didn't hurt until it hurt. Also tell him that you're very tired. He finds the small pink tablets and make you take one, just one, because Jennifer wouldn't give you anything dangerous after all the pharmaceuticals you've had sloshing around in your bloodstream, right? Take one. Lie down. Hour 169. Sleep. Hour unknown. Wake up. Use bathroom. Eat an entire MRE. Sleep again. Breaking the stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I'll sleep too long. And I